Today we enter that week of the Christian year which we call Holy. Our Lenten pilgrimage is almost ended. Some of us have entered into it with great gusto, and others have entered into that pilgrimage with some hesitation. But no matter how you have lived during this holy season, Holy Week has arrived, and we are once again invited into that world. That world is a different world. It's time, a different sort of time. Human beings, it's said, is often a point of tension. Its life is filled with a tension between the next world and the world we live in. We move back and forth between those worlds, never feeling really quite at home in either. Each has its own perspective. Each has its own way of reckoning time. In this world, our time is filled with workaday routines, with office hours and coffee breaks, with lunch times and bedtimes. Its time is measured by the ticking of clocks. Its time is divided into minutes and years. It's a time of duration. Time like an ever-flowing stream, as our hymn says. The time that soon bears us all away. But next to it lies another sort of time. A time that belongs to God. The time that's not measured by clocks. That time is measured not by events, but rather by significance. By meaning. God's time is the time that is measured by what happens in it. It's time that we refer to when we say things like, the time is ripe. Or when we say, I remember the time when it happened. Or even, I had a good time. In God's time, it's not the details that matter so much as the meaning. Now, both of these times are important. The Chronos time and the Kairos time. They are times in which we live and move and have our being, as the prayer says. They are both as much a part of our lives as the air we breathe and the food we eat. But during this week, during Holy Week, we're invited to live in God's time, in the Kairos time that's measured by significance and meaning. Because although this week is like any other, with one day moving into the next until its days are done, in another sense, this week doesn't move at all. In this Holy Week, the ever-flowing stream of chronological time slows and stops until the flow of the stream stops its flowing. The surface of its water grows still. So smooth that if you look into it and your eyes are open and you're paying attention, you begin to look deep down into that water, deep down into God's time. And what you see there in the ripple dancing, light reflecting water is neither past nor present. What you see in the stillness of that water is simply what is. Because in this time, the past and present have a way of melting away. Today's passion focus looks down deep into that stream, into that moment of time. And there we see nothing less than the fulfillment of time, the fulfillment of life and death. A man riding on a donkey, his bare feet tucked tightly under the soft, round underbelly of the animal. A man sharing his last meal with his friends and companions. A man dying on a cross, hanging there between two common criminals, his chest heaving with each struggling breath he takes. And after a time, even that movement stops. And everything's absolutely still. Still like the eye of a hurricane. It is this man, of course, who gives the time of this Holy Week its shape and its meaning. It is this man who gives this time its quality and its taste. This is his time. This is his week. This is his moment. Just as in a sense it is our time, it is our week, it is our moment. For to live in this Holy Week, in the eating, in the working, in the waiting, in the sleeping, is to live close to him. It is the same way as when you live on a birthday or on the death day of someone you love. You live that day close to her or him. Or to turn it around, you could say, when you live on that birthday or on that death day, she or he lives that day in you. So, sisters and brothers, if there's anything I have to say on this day, it is this. Live this day, live this week in him. Make his time your time. Make this week holy. Don't turn back. Don't hold back. Enter into the meaning of this time, God's time. Enter into the significance of the moment. For his life is your life. His death is your death. His love is your love. That's the gift which Christ offers you this day in this week. The gift of life, the gift of death, the gift of love, the holy gift of time. Amen.